Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions, memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Sylvia's Care and Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Care and Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Care and Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, Alexandria, Louisiana, Alumni Chapter presents Jabberwock 2014, a celebration of Negro spirituals, featuring in concert a performance by the critically acclaimed New Dimension Choral Society of Shreveport, Louisiana, Saturday, June 14th, 7 p.m. at Coughlin Sanders Performing Arts Center, 1202 3rd Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. Admissions are $10 per person. For ticket information, call 318-613-1571 or 318-452-5899. Tickets are at Anointed Creations on Main Street, Brent's Desktop Publishing on Lee Street, Hair Biz on Willow Glen, and Smiley's Barbershop. A proud presentation of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, Alexandria, Louisiana, Alumni Chapter. The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Queuing them up. You ready? Live in 3, 2.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is
the official
OPT Network.
And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Wednesday morning. If you're just getting your morning started, of course, it's 7:40 a.m. local time, 8:40 Eastern. And I tell you what a Wednesday morning this is for those Miami Heat fans.
Or better yet, what a Wednesday morning it is for those San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah. Hey, what can you say about the Spurs? They showed up and showed out last night, right?
Man, they were in the zone.
They were in the zone. They could do no wrong.
Not much.
And the Heat got that butt spanked last night, huh?
Well, they took a spanking.
They took a spanking.
I think they thought that the Spurs were going to lay down because they were in Miami.
Uh-huh.
Au contraire.
It got real cool in the Heat building, didn't it? The heat was not a factor last night.
Maybe they needed to turn the air.
Maybe they needed to turn.
They needed some more heat.
They needed some more heat. Well, I tell you what, it was a long night for Miami. But, you know, we've said that they kind of start off slow. They did get blown out in the last series that they played with San Antonio.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's what they needed. Do they need the wake-up call or what?
Well, Carlette, I'm going to tell you like this. I said this in the beginning, and I think mm-hmm. you did too, and even T. Riley said it. You know, really, this is one of those series where you just don't know. And when you really add all the variables to the situation, mm-hmm. when you look at the fact that the Miami Heat has gone to the NBA Finals, this is their fourth year straight. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you have to – just the thought of them being there four times in a row causes you to think, are they burned? Or could they be running out of gas mm-hmm. right here at the end?
Mm-hmm.
And you know San Antonio is the type of franchise that they're very opportunistic mm-hmm. and they will take advantage of the fact that they are drained
mm-hmm.
and steal this championship.
You know, I said I wondered last night if the intensity, if the dynasty is, you know, about to pass the torch. You know, we've seen it in many years past where – you know, once you've done it, and you've done it before, you know, the hunger, the zeal, you know, the intensity for the championship, I don't know if that flame still burns the same. Last night, you know, the Heat just looked, they were cold, they just couldn't pull it together. At any point, you thought, okay, maybe they'll make a run for it. But the Spurs, and I said this in the last series, and I say it and reiterate it again, the Spurs has a deep bench. And you know what? They can pull from that bench, and that bench comes out, and they produce. And what you see from the Heat is you see the Heat, when they're hot, they're hot. But when they're not, they're not. You know, they don't have the same production from their bench as the San Antonio Spurs. And I'm going to tell you one thing. You look at the Spurs team, and you're like, who was that? Who hit that three? Who is that cat? You know, if at any given time during any part of the game, you know, they've got so many weapons, and they are really, really from behind that three-point line. I mean, a lot of players on the Spurs teams are just, I mean, they're just incredible shooters. And what can you say about Kawhi Leonard and Ginobili, Manu Ginobili? Those guys, I mean, they just showed up last night. It was really all you can say.
That's all you can say, Carlette. Those guys are, they just, I mean, they lit it up.
Mm-hmm. And so now the Spurs lead the series 2-1, but of course, I think it's gonna go down to the wire, DC. I think it's gonna go all seven. I think, you know, you hate to say who you think's gonna win. I think whoever wants it the most is really who's gonna win at the end of the day. Whoever desires the title the most is gonna be the person that's gonna walk away with the title. I mean, because both of these teams are championship teams. Both of them know what it's like to play in the big game, to be on the big stage. And at the end of the day, I think it's gonna wind itself down to who wants it the most.
That's correct.
So who do you think? I mean, do you have a pick? Do you think that the Heat are gonna pull it out?
Well, Carlette, I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm you know, I pull for the Heat because I like, you know, how mm-hmm. they put that whole situation together. You know, I really mm-hmm. I think it was ingenious
sure.
of Pat Riley, the whole Heat organization.
Mm-hmm.
And really, to me, it has worked, because even though they didn't win the first NBA championship the first season,
mm-hmm.
they were still in the finals.
They were still contenders.
Their franchise mm-hmm. made every dime that could be made as a franchise.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they played from game one to the last game.
And what absolutely, absolutely.
And so when you have a situation like that, where if you're in business
mm-hmm.
and your business reaps all the profit, where the fact that you didn't really win the actual title doesn't really mean for your franchise that it didn't do all that could be done.
Mm-hmm.
So, and even this season, even if they don't win it,
mm-hmm.
they have still completed exactly what they set out to complete, because they've played every basketball
mm-hmm.
game that they could play in
mm-hmm.
since, you know, I mean, does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Does that make sense to you, John? All
the money. All the money. And
all the money.
And before we leave this subject, you see, we got to give big kudos and congratulations to Derek Fisher. How big is that?
Oh, man. Look, let me tell you something. You just put something else in my head. I was on the game, but yes. It is a new trend in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last year was Jason Kidd.
Mm-hmm.
And I really have to go and say what was said by Stephen A. Smith.
Uh-huh.
You know, Stephen A. Smith said, look, when Jason Kidd got his job for 5 years at $2 million a year,
mm-hmm.
and then another guy, Mark Jackson,
mm-hmm.
had gotten a job
mm-hmm.
with the Golden, I think he was with Golden State. Or
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he got a job for $2 million a year,
mm-hmm.
somewhere thereabouts.
Mm-hmm.
And then Steve Kerr got the job for $5 million a year. He said he was happy to see when
the late Derek Fisher
got the $5 million a year, because he was going to be upset. And I mean, so he understands now that it is all, people are interested in people for what they bring.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about anything else.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? It's
mm-hmm.
just now they are finding out that there's a new trend, and these guys have real basketball
mm-hmm.
minds.
Mm-hmm.
From point guard to head coach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a whole new deal right there.
Mm-hmm. You know what I love about Derek Fisher? I love that, you know, he was certainly a student of the game, but I love his humility, and I believe that he's going to go into the league just the way that he played. I think he's going to be a great competitor as a coach. I think that he, you know, what I love about seeing all of these things happen around the world and to people is that you see every single day people are living their dreams. You know, they go from, you know, just when you think, wow, this dream couldn't get any better, this life couldn't get any better, it gets better.
Absolutely.
He goes from, you know, I'm sure his childhood dreams of playing in the league from playing in the league to, you know, going on to coach. And what an incredible, incredible love and life that must be for him. So, you know, it's great to see. We still want to see what's going to happen in game four. They're going to still be in Miami. So I think it's going to be a totally different ball game. I think they'll knot it up, and I think that it'll go down to the wire. And that's just my opinion.
Absolutely.
As a sports fan.
I think you will too, Carlette. I think right now the Spurs, they are just a very, very seasoned basketball
mm-hmm.
team that's really ready to try to win this, because they know their team is an older team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the big three, you know, Ginobili, Tony Parker, and the big man. What's the big
Tim name? Duncan.
Tim Duncan,
mm-hmm.
yeah. The big three that they have.
Mm-hmm.
They've won championships already.
Mm-hmm.
And that they know that if they can just, this last 2 weeks, just give it all that
uh-huh,
they have
uh-huh.
and win this, that might be it for them.
I'm going to tell you, Tony Parker looks like, he's just making it through. He looks
yeah,
like he doesn't
yeah.
look like he's 100%.
Well, yeah, they're in the evening time of their career,
mm-hmm.
and so, you know, I believe that they are trying to pull it off.
Oh, I think so too.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a great series. It's Wednesday. We're winding down the week. Can you believe it? Already Wednesday. This segment is sponsored by Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialists, also known as MIGS, making patients better, faster. Is their top priority. They're located at 3704 Medical Plaza Boulevard, right here in Alexandria. You can phone for an appointment, 318-445-9700. The Roy Law Offices. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office has been serving the people of Central Louisiana for 40 years. That's almost four decades of serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise.
I'm going to tell you, if you're in need of any type of legal information, the number to phone, 318-487-9537. That's attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Field, serving Alexandria and surrounding areas for all of your home, auto, and life insurance. Remember, it is hurricane season. Rosa and her team can assist you by phoning 318-487-1881. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart dedicated to excellence. Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, remember, stay and play in the parish. Lots happening in the parish. McDonald's of Central Louisiana. I'm loving it. It's 7:50 local time, 8:50 Eastern. You're on point. We're going to get a break here, everybody, but we're going to tell you it's more about basketball right after this, and not the NBA, but the next generation of potential NBA players right here in Central Louisiana. You'll want to stay on point for that. We're back in a moment. This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor Emeritus of St. Matthew Baptist Church. Memory is a powerful tool, and each man's memory is his private literature. As we grow older, and I've learned as I've gotten older, you know, 74 is a wonderful age. It means I have the capacity to recall things that have been planted for 70 years in memory. Sure way to remember something is try to forget it. Just try to forget some bad event, some situation, and I promise you, it will stay with you. God has given us memory that we might have roses in December. Close your eyes, meditate, think about the things that you saw, experienced, and watch how beautiful life can become. Another thing about memory is it tempers prosperity. It mitigates adversity, controls youth, and delight old age. If you want to hear some stories, you talk to those old people like me, and we can tell you things. We can tell you some things. And even though in memory, the fish get larger as we tell the story. He might have been 2 pounds when we caught him, but the more we memorize, the more the fish grow. I laugh about it to see things happen. So be careful what you plant in your memory, because it will always multiply and grow. Those things that we forget were not worth remembering anyway. Isn't that interesting? The mind, to me, this is a thought of Joe Green. The mind has the capacity like a hard drive on the computer. It will store things in a file. And sometimes the reason we don't remember it, we forget what we filed it under. But if a situation come that opens the file, it is as fresh today as it was yesterday. So be careful how you treat people, and those things you say you forgot about mistreating people, they remember what you did, when you did it, where you did it, how it affected them. And so every opportunity to apologize for something you did wrong, don't say you forgot it. Be kind enough to do it. Now, the true test of that is those people who owe you money and say they forgot. Well, it's in the memory bank. This has been another OPT Pearl of Wisdom. I'm Reverend Joe S. Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute. I would like to wish everyone and encourage everyone in the OPT listening audience to have a wonderful, blessed, safe, and prosperous day. Go and be a blessing to someone else. God bless you.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapid Regional Medical Center.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
Southern Heritage Bank wants to welcome home our veterans and thank them for their service. If you have served in the military and are interested in obtaining a VA loan, the mortgage department at Southern Heritage Bank is ready to assist you. VA loans do not require a down payment or private mortgage insurance. They also have great rates, which lowers the payments, making your new home more affordable. Let Southern Heritage Bank serve you. Call Johnny Snow at 443-2799 or visit shbnet.com. That's shbnet.com.
An equal housing lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The low rider is a little higher.
Live in three, two.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, you're on your way by now, I'm sure. It's 7:59 local time, 8:59 Eastern. And, you know, before we went to the break, we were talking about basketball. Well, this morning, we're continuing our conversation about basketball. And we've been talking about the summer and kids being on summer vacay and how we can better engage our kids, really make an impartation in their life. And sometimes sports is the answer. Sometimes it's about engaging our kids with sports. And we got a really, really cool email from Mr. Charles King about what he was doing. A lot of people know Charles has been in the community for many, many years, probably over 2 decades of really giving back to the community and giving back to young people. Charles, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Absolutely. We also want to welcome to the OPT Network for the very, very first time, Mr. Clarence Fields Jr., not to be mistaken for Mayor Clarence Fields, but indeed his son. Clarence joins us all the way from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Clarence, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So this morning we're talking about sports. We're talking about basketball. Charles, I want to start with you, and I want to start with why you decided this summer to engage young people in sports camp, particularly basketball.
Yeah, sure. First and foremost, I want to thank Miss and Mrs. Christmas for allowing me to be on here. It's a great show. You guys are actually doing a great job. I'm very excited about partnering with Clarence Fields to bring this exclusive event to Alexandria. I have two sons, one 9, one 12, one 15, and they actually eat, sleep, and drink basketball.
Wow.
That's all they talk about. So actually how I connected with Mr. Fields, we were sitting one day at a basketball game, and I was telling him, you know, I have a 15-year-old, and he needs some work. His skill set is just not there yet, and he needs some additional work. And he said, "Hey, guy, I do that." I was like, "Wow." He's like, "I just need somebody to get the word out." And I'm thinking, "Well, guess what? He have a talent, and I think I have a talent to do some marketing." So I was like, "Well, why don't we just put these talents, combine these talents, and bring this event to Alexandria?" So just knowing how important it is, you know, I get people calling me every day, you know, talking about, you know, where is it, you know, is there a camp anywhere close in this area? You know, usually I say no, because it's not, you know, usually you have to travel to Baton Rouge or travel to Natchitoches. So again, I'm excited about actually having this, and it appears to be a very exclusive camp, meaning that it's only going to be 24 kids in each session. So again, this is going to be awesome.
And let me just say this about camps, because since our son has been in sports, DC, we've done camps, and the camps are so expansive. There's so many kids that your kid doesn't really get that one-on-one.
Absolutely. We normally send him to that LSU football. He's more football.
Or
he just I asked him about the basketball camp. He's so short. But, no, we go to those big camps, man, and there's so many people at them that it really is hard to have that one-on-one feel like what you guys are doing and to be able to really appreciate what's happening. 24 kids. That means you can touch them.
It's going
to
be exclusive. Very exclusive.
And what we love most, Clarence, is that he played basketball on a collegiate level. So you really have the skills, Clarence, to help these kids to develop. And let's talk about that. And not just develop their basketball skills, but develop them, you know, all the way around. Let's talk about that.
Well, you know, I don't know if I have the skills anymore, but I mean, from an experience standpoint. I think from an experience standpoint, you know, I've been able to, you know, experience some great things and bad things, you know, on and off the court, you know, and my athletic life and, of course, my personal life as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like to take all of those things, the good, you know, and some of the bad, and kind of give back to these kids in a way, you know, that will help prepare them to put them in a better position to make, you know, the right decisions and have the opportunities that they all deserve.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes as adults, we forget about the bad things. And really, they're not necessarily bad things. They're opportunities to make us better. And when we make that impartation into our young people, it says to them that we are human, just like they are. And we can, through our wisdom, show them how to get better. And so as you do that, you will bring them, hopefully, full circle. So let's talk about, Clarence, what people can expect at the camp.
Well, you know, first and foremost, you know, they can expect an actual curriculum. You know, I think a lot of times, you know, parents, you know, sign their kids up for camp, and there's really no certain curriculum, just like in, you know, education. I mean, we want our kids to learn from a baseline curriculum. So I've been, you know, studying over the last few years and through my experiences and with my high school coach, Ryan Kaiser, and working with the John Lucases and the Pat the Rocks and the Sean Hardemans, you know, of the world. I've been able to take away a bunch of great information and put them into sort of a booklet of a how to build, you know, first and foremost, an athlete, and then secondly, a basketball player. So we'll combine nutrition. All these kids are going to be exposed to eating a certain way throughout the week of camp. So that way the performance level that we're going to expect from them will be high throughout the week. So from a performance standpoint and nutrition, once you have those things nailed down, it's really easy to teach the skill, you know. So from that standpoint, you know, we'll go into the team aspect of basketball. So by the end of the week, you know, we will have developed the individual completely and also their IQ level, so we can kind of go right into the team side of what they should expect, you know, from the game of basketball.
You know, one thing that I loved watching the playoffs this series, you know, there's been a lot of talk about LeBron James and his athletic prowess. But often, and what we do in watching sports with our kid is we use these as like teachable moments. And really what's been spoken a lot about LeBron James is his basketball IQ, his ability to be smart, to understand the game, and not just his position, but every position. And I think oftentimes we forget to teach our kids, you know, to be learned about whatever it is that they're doing. So the fact that this is going to be all-encompassing, Clarence, I think is going to be really incredible for those young people.
Yeah, you know, we're really excited. I'm going to bring in a former college teammate of mine, Robert Palmer, who's out of the Lake Charles area. He's an assistant coach at the Washington Marion High School down there.
Wow.
For the last couple of years. And he's also, previous to that, he was a middle school coach for 6 years down in Lake Charles, and he lost three games total in 6 years. So he's actually going to come in and do the team side of our camp, because that's his passion. That's what he does best. So it's important. You know, that people understand that this is, there's a lot of teamwork, you know, involved in this camp, and it's been strategically designed for these kids to get the most out of it, you know, over 4 days. And we're also going to leave them with some handouts about nutrition and about performance. They're also going to get some training gear as well. So when we come back, we expect them to have worked on all the things in a kind of a continuing educational form. So that way, you know, once they come back, we can give them the rest, you know, of what we're trying to give them. So we're looking forward to coming down. It's going to be a great opportunity. It's always great to come home and give back, and we're just really excited.
Amazing. And so, Charles, for people who are listening that are really trying to get their kids to the next level and are thinking about camp and their kids being a camper, let's talk about the ages, and let's talk about how they can connect with this opportunity.
Awesome. We're actually going to have two sessions. The first session is going to be grades 4 through 7, and the second session is going to be grades 8 through 12.
Okay, so 4th through 7th grade.
And the second session is going to be 8 through 12.
Okay.
You know, actually, the cost of the camp, I don't know whether that's important or not, because there are some kids, and I do get calls from parents that very interested in their kid coming. They just don't have the funds to actually cover whatever the cost of the camp.
Okay.
And, you know, I grew up one of those underprivileged kids, too. And
sure.
When I heard this, of course, I talked to my business partner with Phoenix Addiction Center, and we decided to sponsor 4 kids. So, again, we're not turning any kids away.
Wow.
You know, we're going to definitely mention the cost on air, but we're not turning any kids away. And if there's others out there that are that want to step up to the plate and sponsor, by all means, you can get in touch with us. You can call
Absolutely.
Me at 318-447-2966, or you can call Mr. Fields.
What is the cost? What is the cost for it?
Well, the group rate is $150 per kid.
OK.
Okay.
And when Clarence and I decided on this, we knew that this was an awesome price because we compare prices to camps throughout the state. And, of course, it was much, much higher than that. Mm-hmm. So,
and that's for 4 days.
It's for 4 days. And as Mr. Phil said, of course, we're going to have gear and handouts. It's going to be the whole world.
Well, I know when we were sending David, it was almost $400 for 4 days.
Right.
So, exactly. I mean,
you know, we understand and we know to get him to the next level, we need to put him with people like Clarence who's not only learned the game mentally but actually been out there playing the game, and that's the kind of people we like to send him to. How much is it for us to sponsor two kids? We'd like to sponsor two kids on Point O.
Awesome, okay. Awesome.
So, the price.
Awesome. Appreciate that, sir. The price is.
Go ahead, Charles.
That's awesome. The price to sponsor two kids is $300. Okay, and again, this, you know, anyone else out that is interested in sponsoring some kids, by all means, give us a call.
Absolutely. Okay, so this is 4 days. So where's the camp going to be held at?
The camp will be at Louisiana College in the gymnasium. So the H.O. Field Gymnasium Center in Pineville.
Okay. So that's going to be on Louisiana, at Louisiana College's campus.
Right.
In their gymnasium.
H.O. Westfield.
Okay. All right. Hang on for me 1 second. We've got a caller. Can you bring it through? You're going to put it over there. Uh-huh. I think it's such an awesome opportunity. I don't know. You're going to have to put it over there probably. It's such an awesome opportunity for kids to be on a college campus, and that's what we love about, you know, being at LSU. But how much better is it going to be for those parents who can have that experience for their kids right here at home?
I think it's going to be awesome, and that's what I'm hearing. And you know, I probably get about 4 or 5 calls a day, and it appears that everyone in the city are very excited about that. Mm-hmm. We having something to this magnitude here, right here in this town. So I think everyone here is extremely excited about it.
Absolutely, and it's going to be about, okay, we've got a caller. Caller, good morning. Welcome to the OPT.
Hey.
Who's this?
Good morning. Hey, Carletta, this is Chris Roy, Jr.
Good morning
to you and David and to Mr. King and as well as Clarence, Jr.
Good morning.
How are everyone, or is everyone?
Everybody's good this morning.
Good. Well, look, I wanted to call and sponsor two children. I know that I'm a sponsor of the show, and I was driving to an appointment and heard it. And actually, one of my sons went to a camp that Clarence Jr. did years ago. Unfortunately, they were better baseball players than basketball players, but he did get him in shape.
Baseball also.
Baseball
is coming.
And it was a well-structured program. And I'll tell you this, just as you know, I'm running for DA, and one of the things I'm researching is how do we keep kids out of trouble from the beginning, as opposed to worrying about convictions and things like that, and activities, basketball, whatever they are. These gentlemen doing this is a big help, and that's where you start. We need to start with our kids and
absolutely
get them off out of the streets, get them into doing something productive, and I know these two guys will do a real good job.
Absolutely. Chris, let me just say this, because our kids go to school together, and we've had the opportunity to connect for the last several years in sports, and I know that you personally have done a lot, and we've seen this over the years with underprivileged kids. Talk about how important it is for you to be a part of making the difference in young people's lives, especially now that we're seeing all the crime.
Yeah, as you know, and because you've seen me discipline the kid at high school at Menard, I've, you know, coached kids for 10 or 12 years. I don't do it anymore because my kids are much older. But, you know, John, who's a good friend with your son, David, had a real good friend, McKeldris Carr, and I've coached McKeldris for 10 years, and he was part of my family. And, I've seen what can happen in some instances where, you know, the streets start wanting to take over a kid. So I think having mentors in your life, having people who care and will help the underprivileged kids make a huge difference in changing what can happen to them and providing something positive in their lives, so that there's a good chance that instead of having
issues later on in life, they can be well-rounded with education, sports, and a good home life that gives them those opportunities to do well.
Absolutely. And, you know, I know personally that you didn't just talk about it, that you were about it, that you've taken this young person into your home. And when we first saw that, we were asking David, well, what's up with that?
We were.
And it's not like this kid was some blue chip athlete The Blind Side or something like that. He was just a young man that you were trying to be the difference in his life. And you know, for me and for our family, that spoke volumes, because a lot of people can talk about what needs to happen, but very few people are willing to put their money, willing to put their family, willing to put their time and their energy into someone else's kids. Awesome. And so for that, we say big kudos to you for not only talking about it, but for being about it.
Well, I appreciate it. And it's given me a perspective of, you know, as I go through this new endeavor, you know, what really is needed. And you're right. We have to have people that are willing to get involved, willing to say we're going to try and make a difference, whether they are family, whether they're friends, whether they're preachers, whatever they are. We need folks to step up and help these kids, because many of them don't have the role models in their lives to learn the basics, mm-hmm. the values that we all grew up with, and we want our kids to have in their life.
Hang on for me, Chris. Go ahead. Did you want to weigh in, Clarence, on that?
Yeah, I do. You know, I think first and foremost, I want to give kudos to Louisiana College, mm-hmm. for providing us with the facility.
Absolutely.
Because at the end of the day, you know, we can talk about, you know, how we're going to help kids and how we're going to do this, that, and the other. But, you know, you got to have two things. And number one, you got to have facility. Okay. And number two, you got to have programs. And if you don't have the facilities, you know, to put the programs in, mm-hmm. then, you know, the streets are, you know, the biggest facility of them all.
Exactly.
You know,
absolutely.
Exactly. As many people as they can. So, you know, it's important that as we talk about, you know, how, you know, we're gonna get this problem fixed or be on the way to, you know, we gotta have facilities and we gotta have programs, you know, mm-hmm. to put inside of those facilities, because, you know, here in Minnesota, the reason why the crime rate is so low and it's such a great place to live is because we have facilities.
Mm-hmm.
Every single corner, you know, so there's just not a place for these kids to go and have the opportunities, mm-hmm. you know, that they deserve. So as I think about Alexandria and Central Louisiana, I think the biggest issue that we have there is that there's no facilities. When I was coming up, you know, the boys' club was packed.
Mm-hmm.
It was the place to go. It was the place to be. You know, mm-hmm. I learned so much, you know, as it relates to leaving my house, riding my bicycle, you know, 2 or 3 miles, and only God knows what could have been in the way on the way, you know, but mm-hmm. I got those experiences on my way to the boys club because I wanted to get there safely because I knew I was going to have a ton of fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what, this is what we want to do is we want to challenge people to all of the men who are here. And isn't it ironic that they're all men? To you, Attorney Chris Roy Jr., we say thank you for your commitment to being the change that you want to see in your community, not just talking about it and not just because you're running for an office, but being the change even when nobody was looking, because that is the real measure, in my eyes, is when nobody is looking.
Thank you so much, and you keep doing the good jobs and sending the good messages you are, and just please let me know how I can my law office can get the sponsorship for the children so we can take care of that, and thank these guys for doing what they're doing also. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
Have a good morning.
Thank absolutely. You as well. And we want to encourage businesses, if you can support or sponsor a couple of kids, it's $150 per child. It's at Louisiana College. As Clarence echoed, there is a great facility there. It is a great opportunity, and the time is now. We need to stop waiting. We need to stop talking about what's wrong, and we need to implement and create solutions.
Now, Carlette, we got a text message from Sylvia. She said, good morning, I'm tuned in. I have three kids in the daycare that's in the age range, fourth to seventh grade. and I would appreciate help to allow them the opportunity to participate. When does it begin?
All right, so when does the camp start, Charles?
The dates are June the 16th through the 19th.
Okay. June the 16th through the 19th. And give people the connection number where they can call and get more information.
Great. Again, you can call me at 318-447-2966. And then again, it's 318-447-2966.
Absolutely. And so I think that this is an incredible start. We are so honored to be a part of it. DC, thank you for your heart, as always.
Glad to do it.
You know, because, you know, he's such
appreciate
a giver.
You.
Before I know it, he's whipped out that checkbook. And you know what? We just believe that you cannot outgive God. Our kids are certainly the future. And the way that we've got to, okay, we got another call.
Caller, you on the air?
Good morning. This is Councilwoman Mitzi LaSalle. How's everybody this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. Wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing well. Listen, I just want to personally commend these gentlemen. And one thing that I absolutely want to point out and want folks to know, these are what we consider some pretty young guys mm-hmm. that are giving back to their community, that they know that the kids that are under them, that are looking up to them. And so I want to commend them, want folks to know that, you know, pretty often you have guys that maybe are kind of in their 50s or 60s that you see doing things like this, but these are some really young guys who have learned very quickly and immediately that they need to give back and that they want to give back to their community to make a difference. So, guys, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling. And we want to encourage people to open up their checkbooks and to be the change that they want to see, because you know what? The bottom line is it takes money, and we've got to be the ones to lead and to give and to start the effort.
Well, let me say this right here, because there's some people out there right now saying, you know what, I got $150, but I'm not going to call because they think it's going to help them some kind of way. You cannot beat God.
Yet. Yes. Yes.
You know, because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm giving everything I can, and I'm just overly blessed. Abundantly.
Boy, look at that big
down,
smile.
Oh, yeah. Running over.
Look at that big smile.
You know, and then I've also told Charles that if there's some kids out there that need to be, just call us. We're glad to do it. So if nobody wants to give, we'll gladly give ourselves risk.
Great.
All right.
Awesome.
So
awesome.
Clarence, we want to leave you with the last words. Go ahead and wrap it up for us.
I just want to thank you guys for the opportunity to be on the air this morning and provide the information about our camp. I think it's going to be a great experience, and we're already actually planning the next one because
wow.
the response is so great. And I'm just so blessed and so thankful and excited to be coming home because mm-hmm. it's long overdue. And, again, I just want to thank Louisiana College for giving us the opportunity to host this event. And big kudos to Charles King for helping put this thing together.
And let's not forget about Derek Jones for his commitment. And Derek is one of those people, too, that we have seen when nobody else was looking, taking kids to baseball games, hauling kids around. He and his wife are also huge supporters of kids in this community.
Absolutely.
Big ups
to
you, Derek Jones.
Absolutely.
Now, I got one question for Clarence. Clarence.
Yes.
You know, my son is sort of like me. You know, I played football too in college. Now he plays football in high school. He started out playing basketball as a youngin, but he played baseball and football. Can you take a man like that who just cannot play at all and help him? Can you take him and help him to the next level?
Yes, indeed. You know, but it all starts with discipline.
Okay.
And I've created a few ways to trick you into doing exactly what it is that I ask you to do the first couple of times and not three or four.
Uh-oh.
And so that's why it's a lot easier for these kids to improve fast.
Hey, you got every mother's attention, every parent's attention when you said that. You got
really?
Ways to get them to do it on the first couple times instead of the third, fourth, and fifth.
Absolutely.
That's worth $150 right there within itself.
But you know, the thing is, the most important thing that I found is that you've got to train the brains, the muscle of the brain, before you can train the body, because the brain is going to control the body. So the first couple of hours of camp on Monday is going to be without a basketball, and it's going to be just having them take their brain. And if they stand on one leg, then you should be able to stand on one leg and be perfect, because your brain is going to control your body to do it. And once you do that, it's easy to put the basketball in your hand and ask them to do, you know, whatever it is. So it works on and off the court as well.
Wow.
Now, Corlett, let me just say this, because I want to commend them, too, because what they're doing, they're using a basketball, but this is mental development. And
mm-hmm.
Charles knows
yep.
about this, because Charles yep. is deeper in the human services and behavioral sciences than I am, because he's about to have a PhD in it.
Absolutely.
You know, but to learn these skills using basketball is going to transfer. That's going to help them when they come off the court.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Absolutely.
Into the class.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Into the everything that they do, whatever
mm-hmm.
they do, this spirit of excellence that they're teaching them
mm-hmm.
how to finish, how to compete,
absolutely.
how to use the skills that you've been given to be competitive in every area of your life.
Mm-hmm.
This is stuff, yep. man, that everybody needs to have. These are practical.
These are life skills,
yeah.
too. And let me give yep. our number real
no doubt.
Quick.
No
it's,
doubt. Awesome.
Our number here is 484-2500 for all those business people or anybody who wants to support some kids and help to see them through the summer. I think it's going to be the best, you know, 4 days of their lives and of those parents' lives that those kids are going to get the opportunity to come in and have this incredible experience right here in the Twin Cities in Pineville.
And when you take a situation like this where you have Clarence, he's 5-6 states up,
mm-hmm.
okay, where they're doing camps, the people up there are taking advantage of this.
Right.
You know, what he's doing is bringing this, he and Charles brought their minds together and bringing this here to Alexandria. We have to take advantage of this. You can't
mm-hmm.
be out there hoarding $150 and not send your kid. And because what will happen is he may not ever come back down here
mm-hmm.
if this doesn't work.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying?
Let's make it work.
You may have a kid that's 5 that may not qualify, but because you didn't give to this
mm-hmm.
and say, well, I'm going to sponsor my nephew or I'm going to sponsor somebody else so that it can be successful, so that when my kid
mm-hmm.
is grown,
mm-hmm.
he'll still be here with this opportunity. If you don't do that, you're actually passing up on this type of situation.
Exactly.
That's why people
exactly.
like this won't give.
Exactly. Totally agree. And if I just can have one
absolutely.
Last word, I definitely want to, I'd be remiss without thanking Chris Roy and, of course, On Point Talk, the Christmas for sponsoring on the air. You guys are definitely trendsetters. So, again, we truly appreciate that.
Absolutely. Attorney Chris Roy Jr., we want to thank you. We want to thank Derek Jones for his commitment to kids. We want to thank all of those people that will give. And we're asking you this morning to sow a seed. Maybe you've got grown kids. But what I love about your parents, Clarence, Rosa, and Mayor Fields, is that you guys have been grown for, you and Bethany have been grown for a long time, and they have always been those people that have given and given and given. And that's why they've been immensely blessed. You look at people that are blessed, like the Fields, and you say, why are they so blessed? They're blessed because they're giving of their time, they're giving of their money. Rosa has been a sponsor of the OPT Network since
absolutely.
Its literal
absolutely.
Inception. Rosa, we thank you for that. We thank you for your heart for this community.
She's one of the jewels.
She is one of the jewels. Clarence, we want to thank you for coming all the way from Minneapolis, Minnesota, to make this commitment to our community and to give back. Charles, we want to thank you for the continued work that you're doing in the community. And DC, thank you for your heart and your checkbook.
And let me say this right here, because Brother Charles is doing some other stuff that we're going to be embarking on in the future.
Mm-hmm.
He and I talked for a long time yesterday, and he has got some stuff on the horizon. We can't say it yet.
But wait.
Stay tuned.
Hey, everybody. Thank you guys a lot. You're On Point, the official OPT Network. It's already 28 minutes after 8 local time, 28 minutes after 9 Eastern. Stay with us. We're going to be switching gears right after this.
Hicks HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Dispose of your old paper documents safely and efficiently. Bring them to the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at 303 Edgewood Drive during our shred event on Thursday, May 15th from 11 till 1 that day. Everyone in the community is invited to come shred, and you don't have to be a member. That's Thursday, May 15th at our Pineville location.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket. Whatever you're craving, I got it. You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a tasty McChicken sandwich for just $1.
Okay, now how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, Alexandria, Louisiana, Alumni Chapter presents Jabberwock 2014, a celebration of Negro spirituals, featuring in concert a performance by the critically acclaimed New Dimension Choral Society of Shreveport, Louisiana, Saturday, June 14th, 7 p.m. at Coughlin Sanders Performing Arts Center, 1202 3rd Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. Admissions are $10 per person. For ticket information, call 318-613-1571 or 318-452-5899. Tickets are at Anointed Creations on Main Street, Brent's Desktop Publishing on Lee Street, Hair Biz on Willow Glen, and Smiley's Barbershop. A proud presentation of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, Alexandria, Louisiana, Alumni Chapter.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, it's 8:33 local time, 9:33 Eastern time. It's Wednesday, and we are completely switching gears this morning. And we're talking about a conversation for many of us as women that is hard to talk about. And I'm talking about sex, and not just sex, but loving sex again is the title of Dr. Stryker's new book. And let me introduce you to her, Dr. Lauren Stryker. Is an associate clinical professor of obstetrics and gynecology at Northwestern's Medical School, the Feinberg School of Medicine. Her clinical interests include all aspects of women's health with particular expertise in menopause and sexual health. Dr. Stryker has been a regular on the national circuit. She's been on the Dr. Oz Show, Steve Harvey, The Today Show, Good Morning America, and many, many others. Her new book is called Love Sex Again. A gynecologist finally fixes the issues that are sabotaging your sex life. Dr. Stryker, good morning and welcome all the way from the Windy City.
Good morning. This morning it's not windy, it's really rainy and horrible.
It's rainy and horrible. Is it hot in the Windy City, though?
No, it's actually pretty cold. The global warming may be alive and well other places, but here in Chicago, it's been a little nippy considering it's supposed to be summer.
Well, it's just a Midwest morning this morning. We're so excited to have you. And I told you, I said, you know, this is a conversation that you have started nationally, and it's a conversation that sometimes is challenging for women to have. Let's talk about why it's so hard to talk about women, their genitals, and loving sex.
Well, I think it's hard on two fronts. First of all, let's talk about the conversation that doesn't happen when you go to see your doctor every year. You know, women go in for their annual exam, and there's always a lot of things on the agenda. And suddenly the appointment is over, and they haven't brought up that all-important question about why maybe sex hurts or why they have itching or burning or why something's not comfortable. And sadly, the doctor doesn't bring it up either. So many women leave the office feeling like, okay, another year gone by, and my question didn't get asked. And if a woman does get the nerve up to ask the question, and we know that that takes actually an average of 2 years before it happens from the time she's bothered with the symptom.
Wow.
Once the woman does get the nerve, more often than not, sadly, her doctor isn't able to help her because this isn't something that even really good doctors, good gynecologists, good internists, it's not something that most doctors have a lot of expertise in. So typically a woman might say, you know, when I had sex last time, it really hurt. It was really dry. And at best, the doctor may mumble something like, well, you know, try a lubricant, and then say, let's talk about your weight again, you know, and just change the subject. And the woman's thinking, well, I already tried the lubricant, and that didn't work. So she ends up thinking that there is no solution and that this is just, you know, a normal part of aging, which is something that I hear all the time because women tell me. They come in and say, my last doctor told me this was a normal part of aging. So it's really frustrating. And then there's the having the conversation not with your doctor. Even if you look in, you know, we talked about in the national media. I mean, what's interesting is I do appear on these shows a lot, and but the more often than not, they don't want to talk about the midlife woman who's having sex. You know, that's kind of a taboo topic.
And why? Why is it so taboo?
You know, it's the idea of no one wants that visualization. I did something on Good Morning America a couple months ago, and right before the book came out, and of course I was talking about how important it was to talk about this taboo topic in midlife sex, and they turned it into a segment on postpartum mommies who lost their mojo, which of course, you know, there's like two sentences in the book about that, and that's certainly not my target population, but that somehow was more comfortable. Now next week, on the Today Show on Friday, on Kathy Lee and Hoda, and the topic is sexless marriage. So I'm hoping that we will get down to it a little bit more, but that's what I love about Kathy Lee and Hoda, is they're always happy to talk about that stuff. But in the media in general, the emphasis is always on youth and being attractive and being sexy and being young. And face it, it's not sexy to think about a 60-year-old couple, you know, with their clothes off, attempting to have sex. So people just like to pretend it doesn't happen and the conversation doesn't get started.
And Dr. Stryker, that's why we wanted to have this conversation this morning, because according to the book, millions of women in America are having sex that is not pleasurable. And
that's
when you
right.
think of that, and I think of my friends that are getting older, that are talking about having lost their sex drive, having lost their desire to have sex, this is a conversation that we must have, shouldn't we?
Absolutely. You know, we know that there are 55 million women who are postmenopause in the United States, and fortunately, life expectancy has increased such that we can expect to live one-third of our life after menopause, but many of these women are not able to have pleasurable, comfortable intercourse or even sexual activity at all, or don't have the desire. And it really falls into two groups when you look at those women. There are the women that, you know, grit their teeth and bear it because they know that their partner wants it and they're worried about the loss of relationship, and that's just wrong. That shouldn't be happening. And then we have the other group that just completely crosses sexual activity off their list of things that they're going to do. And sometimes that impacts on their relationship because they're avoiding. And so it is an enormous problem that needs to be addressed. And, you know, again, there are solutions. And that's what's so frustrating for me as a sexual health expert, is I'm thinking, You know, there's no reason for these women to be enduring painful sex, and there's no reason for women to be avoiding sex if it's something that they would like to be doing again.
And, you know, this is what I gathered from the book and I thought was so critically important. The changes, and I know this is probably hard for people to hear, maybe, but necessary, the changes that the vagina goes through as we age. And you use the analogy of using a face cream on your face as it ages and likening that to the vagina aging as well. Let's talk about
that. Right. Well, you know, it's interesting because certainly as a result of not only loss of hormones postmenopause, but just change in blood supply and normal aging changes, we do get thinning and drying of the vaginal tissues. These are real physical changes that women experience. And some women, quite frankly, they're fine. They don't have issues with dryness, and they're able to continue to have good lubrication and comfortable intercourse. But for about half of menopausal women, that's not the case.
And when you talk about menopausal women, let's talk about the age range, Dr. Stryker, that we're talking about.
Well, the average age that a woman stops menstruating and stops producing estrogen, which is what menopause is 51. Mm-hmm. However, there's a wide range, and we see women who start to go through hormonal changes as early as 40, and some women will continue to pump out a little estrogen well into their 50s. So we're looking at an enormous span. But one of the things that women don't realize is that when they go through menopause, and they know it because they've got hot flashes and they're, mm-hmm. you know, they can't sleep and they can't think straight, and they think, okay, I'm going to tough it out, and then 2 or 3 years later, it's going to be fine. And in most cases, not all cases, but in most cases, the hot flashes disappear and people start to sleep better and their body accommodates. And women think, okay, well, I'm done with menopause. And when I say to them, are you having any symptoms of menopause? And they'll say, no, I'm past all that. And then I'll say, well, are you having vaginal dryness and painful intercourse? And they're like, oh, my God, yes. And there's a disconnect between these changes that take place in the vagina and the lack of estrogen, because it doesn't always happen right away. Sometimes it happens 2 or 3 years later, and people think it's aging more than it is hormonal. And, in fact, it is in most cases because of the lack of estrogen. And if it's not treated, not only does it not get better, but it gets progressively worse. And a lot of women, of course, will try lubricants, and it's always important to use the right lubricant. And mm-hmm. I spend a lot of time in Love Sex Again talking about what is the right lubricant, because it's generally not the first thing you grab off the shelf. But even a really good lubricant, like a silicone lubricant, I like to recommend Wet Platinum because it's something that you can find in your drugstore and it's super slippery. But even with a really good lubricant, that just greases the skids. It just decreases friction. It's not going to change the tissue. So a lot of times women do need a prescription to moisturize the vaginal walls, if you will, to plump them up, to get the water, to get the lubrication, to get the blood flow going. And sometimes it's going to be a local vaginal estrogen. There's another new product, Asfina, which is not an estrogen. It's an oral pill. But the point is that there are options, that there are things that women that can do that are safe and that work well to restore the vagina to the way it was before they went through the hormonal changes.
And who knew that a woman's vagina could be restored? And I like what you talk about in another conversation about being able to ask the right questions. Sometimes we're not getting the answers that we need because we simply don't know which questions to ask.
That's right. And you know, I talked about the frustration that women have when they talk to their doctors, and sometimes they're not given good information. And in Love Sex Again, I essentially give a script, because I acknowledge in a perfect world, everyone would be able to go to see whatever doctor they wanted and to find a sexual health expert. But that's not the world we live in. And
no.
Someone might be in a small town.
Mm-hmm.
They might have a limited insurance, so that they really only have one doctor they can see. And that might be a family practice doctor or an internist or someone who, quite frankly, is an OBGYN but primarily does obstetrics. So I really kind of give women not only the knowledge and the empowerment, but the permission to go in and say, not my vagina hurts, what do you recommend, but to go in and say, I'm having problems, I've been doing some reading, there's a product that I think would help me, are you willing to write me a prescription for XYZ? And guess what? 90% of the time, they're going to say, of course, and they're going to write the prescription. And I think women need to appreciate the fact that they can be the driving force behind the prescription they get. And, I mean, you know, face it, the pharmaceutical companies have been doing direct-to-consumer marketing with just that in mind for years. And And in my mind, what it's really about is giving women information so that they know what to ask for.
Absolutely. Let's do this, Dr. Stryker. Let me get a break here. But when we come back, we're going to talk more about loving sex again. The book is called Love Sex Again. And it's a conversation that every woman and husband needs to stay on point for. We're back right after this.
Southern Heritage Bank wants to welcome home our veterans and thank them for their service. If you have served in the military and are interested in obtaining a VA loan, the mortgage department at Southern Heritage Bank is ready to assist you. VA loans do not require a down payment or private mortgage insurance. They also have great rates, which lowers the payments, making your new home more affordable. Let Southern Heritage Bank serve you. Call Johnny Snow at 443-2799 or visit shbnet.com. That's shbnet.com.
An equal housing lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim. What's wrong? He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Dispose of your old paper documents safely and efficiently. Bring them to the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at 303 Edgewood Drive during our shred event on Thursday, May 15th from 11 till 1 that day. Everyone in the community is invited to come shred, and you don't have to be a member. That's Thursday, May 15th at our Pineville location.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Our guest this morning is Dr. Lauren Stryker. Her book is called Love, Sex, Again. And I know it's a conversation that you guys were not necessarily expecting this morning, but it is an important conversation. And we hope to ask the questions that when you go into your gynecologist's office, you have not been asking, but you maybe you wanted to ask. And Dr. Stryker, during the break, we were talking about something also important. I was talking about some of my friends who were getting into their 50s that have spoken about in Girl Talk their loss of libido, and that they have spoken with their gynecologist about it, and their gynecologist have simply replied, it's just a part of aging. There's it's nothing we can aging. Do.
And can you imagine if a guy went in who had an erectile dysfunction and said to their doctor, I'm not able to get an erection, and the doctor said, it's just a normal part of aging. It doesn't happen with the men. They're taken seriously. They're given a prescription for, you know, Viagra or Cialis. And the women are, in fact, told that. And so many women that come to see me, I may be the second or third doctor. And when I say, well, what did your doctor tell you when you told them about these symptoms? And that's exactly what they say. I was told it was a normal part of aging. And the truth is it a part of aging? Well, you bet. But it doesn't mean that we have to accept it. It's one of the little-known trivia facts I often throw out is that humans and whales are the only mammals that don't die when we go through menopause. Every other mammal on Earth dies when they stop making estrogen, and that's because biologically the reason we are put here on Earth is to reproduce. Mm-hmm. And once we're no longer able to reproduce, biologically there's no reason to have sex, which is why we do lose libido and vaginal lubrication and elasticity and all these other things. But we're living longer. We're living better. And we are now having sex not just to reproduce, but because it feels good, because it gives us pleasure, because it enhances relationship, because it's an important part of our lives. So, yes, does this happen as we age? You bet. Does it have to be accepted? Not at all.
So let me ask you this, Dr. Stryker. So let's really define what libido is. Like, is it the desire? How is the desire defined in terms of as you age?
Well, you are exactly correct in that the definition of libido is having the desire to have sex. And in fact, there's a very specific sexual dysfunction category, which is basically loss of libido. It's HSDD, which is essentially women who don't think sexy thoughts, don't fantasize, and don't desire sex. And this happens for a number of reasons. Number one, It happens because people generally don't want to do things that hurt. So if somebody is having painful intercourse, they're not going to desire it. That part of their brain is going to pretty much shut off.
Mm-hmm.
We know that there are a lot of things, of course, that impact on libido, and certainly relationship and stress and life things go into that. Then there's the very important, what I call the monotony of monogamy. The truth of the matter is that if you've been sleeping with the same guy for 30 years, you're not going to have the same libido as in a new relationship. That's just biologically the fact, because we know that those neurotransmitters in your brain that you need to fire to have a good libido are not going to fire the same way in an old relationship as with a new relationship. And then we also know there's a lot of medical things that can impact on libido. Certainly many medications, antidepressants are the most common. When you look at the number of midlife women who are on antidepressants, the number is sky high. And many of these antidepressants work by increasing serotonin and decreasing dopamine. And these are the exact neurotransmitters that impact on libido, but it's the opposite. We need our dopamine. We want high dopamine. Dopamine with love is the way I always like to remember it. And we need low serotonin. So where you might be on an antidepressant that's going to help your depression, it might be killing your libido. So these are real issues.
No, so how do you balance that out? Because as you said, there are millions of women who are taking some type of antidepressant. How do you balance
that? Well, one of the things is, again, it's talking to your doctor. I think a lot of women who are on these antidepressants, they don't tell their doctor, I'm having problems with libido, and I think it may be the antidepressant. Sometimes this isn't a do-it-yourself project, of course, but sometimes they might be able to switch them to a different antidepressant that is not going to have that effect. Sometimes we can actually add a medication that's going to help with libido. From my point of view, when a woman comes in and says that she has no libido, the first thing I'm going to do is spend some time talking to her to find out why that's the case, because it's not always hormonal. Sometimes it is medication. Sometimes it might be that she's, you know, very worried about another medical condition. Someone who's just recovered from cancer, for example, is not necessarily going to have a great libido.
Mm-hmm.
So much of what I do is that early detective work to see, do they need me? Maybe they need a therapist. Maybe they need, you know, a relationship to be, you know, addressed. They need stress to be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't lump libido into one of those easy fixes. In the book, mm-hmm. I talk about the quick fixes mm-hmm. and the not-so-quick fixes. And vaginal dryness in many ways is often a quicker fix. Libido is sometimes a quick fix, but sometimes it takes some real work on the most important thing that a woman has to have in this entire process, quite frankly, is motivation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when someone comes in and I'll say to them, are you, you know, what's going on with your sex life? Oh, my God, I have no sex life. I don't think about sex. I don't care about sex.
Wow.
And I'll say, well, do you want to fix it? Do you want to do something about it? And they're like, no, I'm okay. Well, you know, then we're not going to go there.
Right.
And she's not going to do anything about it. But when the woman says to me, yes, I miss it, I would like to reignite it, or sometimes they say, I don't really care, but my partner, my husband does, and I want to get things going for his sake, either one of those are valid reasons to improve the situation. But, yeah, sometimes there are women that just say, I'm fine, I don't care,
it's
not important.
That's almost sad to hear, but I guess it's very, very true. So for those women that do want their libido to be at a level of good operation and are experiencing getting older and having dryness, let's talk about, and I love that you did this in the book, you didn't just talk about what we should use, but you talked about how we should use it. Let's talk about that.
Right. You know, we were talking during the break about how many women are told use a lubricant, but they're not told how to use
mm-hmm.
the lubricant. And they get this bottle home, and they're like, okay, what now? And it is important to understand what to do with the stuff. First of all, the worst thing someone can do is say, well, let's see how it goes without the lubricant, and then I'll only use it if I need it. Because once you try and have intercourse and things are tight and dry, well, your vagina's not stupid. So it's going to snap shut so that nothing else goes in there. And at that point, a whole bucket of lube is not going to help.
Wow.
So number one is, even if you don't think you're going to need it, use the lube. Put it all over your fingers. Put it on his penis. That's the delivery system to get inside you. Take the lubricant and be generous. Put it all over the entry to the vagina. And this is not something you want to save money on. You want the good stuff, and you want to use a lot of it. There are actually little things called lube shooters if somebody does want to get the lube inside their vagina. And these are just essentially little syringes that you put the lube in. And there are some women also that don't want the guy to know that they're using lubricant necessarily, and you can even go to the bathroom and put the lubricant inside your vagina if you want to be a little more discreet about it.
And you know, for those women that are saying, and we were talking about, I was saying that last month I went to the doctor, or I went for my yearly checkup. And wait a minute, before we go there, we've got a caller on the line. Caller, good morning. Welcome to the OPT. What's your question?
Good morning. I really don't have a question. I just wanted to comment on what she was saying.